Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Some, but certainly not all, Kentucky voters will be going to the polls tomorrow to cast ballots in the statewide primary. Turnout is expected to be around 30%. Major contests include the U.S. Senate race with GOP stalwart Mitch McConnell taking on Tea Party-backed Matt Bevin. Democrats will be asked to choose between Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes and three lesser-known aspirants. Here in Lexington, a boatload of candidates are trying for at-large seats on the Urban County Council, as well as some intriguing district contests. And lest we forget the mayoral primary between incumbent Jim Gray, former police chief Anthony Beatty, and college professor Danny Mayer. For some insight on some of these races and this year's primary season, we turn to Kentucky Journalism Hall of Famer and WUKY political blogger Ken Kurtz.
Good morning.
Let's start with the McConnell-Bevin race as you see it.
Well, it puts the long-time reputation of Mitch, who is, of course, the Senate Minority Leader, the most important Republican in the Senate, against the more conservative challenger, Matt Bevin, the Tea Party favorite. Seems to me Mr. Bevin had to do about two things. He had to have a massive public relations and advertising campaign to get his name out there and make himself known. And it just simply hasn't happened. The other thing he has to do is his Tea Party stalwarts have to energize their base with the 30% turnout predicted, and that's been a traditional number in primaries. That base for Mr. Bevin has to come out and overcome Mitch McConnell's longtime Republican friends. That's why we have elections, and we'll see. We'll just absolutely have to see if Bevin's diehard supporters do turn out to give him even a smidgen of a chance to overturn the longtime Senator McConnell.
A lot of people don't expect much drama in that contest come election night. Same story on the Democratic side with heavily favored Allison Lundergan Grimes. Have any comments on that?
Well, yeah, but let me mention the drama on election night for the Republicans is in November. Assuming, as I do, that Mitch will win. If the diehard Bevin supporters decide to sit on their hands and stay home in November, Senator McConnell is in trouble, in my opinion, and that we're not going to know about for several months. Now, as far as Democrats are concerned, Secretary Grimes was anointed by the state Democratic leadership and her dad and the Clintons, and it would be one of the most startling upsets in American political history if she loses come Tuesday, so it's going to be Mitch versus Grimes. I do not assume all those polls we've been seeing have any validity whatsoever. It's much too far ahead of time. So I think it's going to be a whole new campaign between Senator McConnell, if he does get the nomination as expected, and Secretary Grimes, if she wins, which I think is even much more expected. I think it's a whole new campaign, which probably starts about a minute after midnight Wednesday morning.
Let's turn for a moment to the Lexington mayor's race. You obviously have incumbent Jim Gray taking on former police chief Anthony Beatty and a wild card of sorts in college professor Danny Mayer. The top two vote getters move on to face each other in November.
Well, for all our journalistic colleagues, let's hope we don't have Mayor Mayer to contend with in November. I just think that would cause us a lot of problems, and it's not going to. We have a very popular former police chief, a popular mayor, and they're going to scoot handily into the fall race in November, where looking at it as of now, I think the election in November is going to turn on what the voters' philosophy of growth for the Lexington metro area in general, and specifically what they think ought to be done about Rupp Arena, is going to be the crucial issue come fall.
Anything else to add as we wrap up our segment for today?
Watch the Barr race. He, of course, unopposed. And Elizabeth Jensen, who her supporters would like to tell you is a Kentucky version of Elizabeth Warren, if they'll deign to tell you she's not that liberal, but they're making the point that here is a lady of experience and principle, and they're putting a lot of emphasis, and this could be a surprising race in the fall, and one I hope the reporters will be watching.
Ken, we want to thank you again for your expert opinions and your insights, and you can read Ken Kurtz's blog, I'm Just Saying, at our website at WUKY.org.
My pleasure, Alan.
And a reminder also, we will be on the air live starting Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock with our primary election coverage right here on WUKY.